For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison. A new report from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis says the Jefferson City area is ranked the second least expensive metropolitan area in the United States. Out of 381 metropolitan areas included in the report, it is second only to Danville, Illinois. The rankings are based on regional price parities, which are found by averaging the prices consumers regionally pay for goods and services. City Manager Steve Crowell says he thinks the variety of housing in Jeff City contributes to the city's ranking.
So there's different kinds of housing availability for different kinds of groups, certainly students and different people that are working and certainly executives.
Crowell says he hopes the rankings bring positive recognition to Jefferson City and the surrounding area. City Council Member Ken Hussey says that although he is not sure exactly what the rankings will do for Jefferson City, getting national recognition may help attract prospective residents. Storms early this morning caused some damage to the Mid-Missouri area. KBIA's Maureen Lewis Stump has more.
The Columbia Fire Department and the Boone County Fire District responded to over 30 calls between the hours of 4 a.m. and 9 a.m. Fortunately, no deaths were reported. Battalion Chief John Metz says many of the calls were regarding downed power lines and trees. Only two incidents were critical.
The most significant incidents that we did have were the structure fire on Woodrail and the incident at Lenore where the gentleman was trapped in the mobile home.
Both incidents were responded to quickly, with the man being rescued within an hour. Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News.
To see pictures of the storm damage, visit our website at kbia.org. A Missouri inmate sentenced to be put to death later this month is suing to gain access to records about the execution drugs that will be used. Chris McDaniel is at the hearing and has this report.
The crux of the argument is whether or not a statute that prohibits disclosure of those who carry out executions applies to those who supply drugs for executions. The inmate's attorney, Joe Luby, says the state shouldn't be able to disregard open records law to enforce the death penalty.
If they really think that one state law should be altered so that they can more easily enforce another, they are in the wrong building and they need to go and talk to the legislature.
The state says the supplier wouldn't participate if their identity wasn't kept secret. The judge responded that arguing about the fallout of the disclosure was a red herring and that this was about open records. The judge did not immediately rule on the case. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Missouri senators say that VA leaders need to be held accountable after reports that some healthcare centers in the Midwest maintain secret and unauthorized waiting lists of patients. Republican Senator Roy Blunt calls the treatment of veterans, quote, unacceptable and intolerable. A spokeswoman for Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she is seeking additional feedback directly from veterans. Some veterans in Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana had to wait more than 90 days for care. VA's officials confirmed the unauthorized list in letters to Kansas's senators. The letters cite 71 veterans on waiting lists for the treatment centers in four of them in Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.